This is the Sakar Murli of the 24th of the 12th, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the donation of the imperishable jewels of this knowledge is the greatest donation. It is through this donation that you receive a kingdom. Therefore, become great donors. Question, what are the main signs of the children who have a keen interest in doing service? Answer, 1. They do not like the atmosphere of the old world at all. 2. They are happy to serve many and make others the same as themselves. 3. Only in studying and teaching others do they feel comfortable. 4. Even if their throats dry up while explaining to others, they remain happy. 5. They don't want anyone's property. They do not waste their time chasing after someone else's property. 6. Their strings of attachment are broken away from everywhere. 7. They have generous hearts like the Father. Apart from doing service, they do not find anything sweet. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. The spiritual father, whose praise you have just heard, sits here and teaches you children lessons. This is a school. All of you are learning your lessons from the teacher. This one is the Supreme Teacher, who is also called the Supreme Father. Only the spiritual father can be called the Supreme Father. A physical father would never be called the Supreme Father. You would say, we are now sitting with the Parlokic Father. Some are already sitting here, and some come here as guests. You understand that you are sitting with the unlimited Father in order to claim your inheritance. So you should have so much internal happiness. Poor people continue to cry out in distress. At this time, everyone in the world says that there should be peace in the world. The poor, helpless people don't know what peace is. Only the Father, who is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace, can establish peace. There is just peace in the incorporeal world. Here, people cry out in distress, how can there be peace in the world? There used to be peace in the Golden Age New World, when there was just the one religion. The new world is called paradise, a world of deities. Everywhere in the scriptures, they have just written things of peacelessness. They have shown Kans in the Copper Age, and then they have shown Hiranyakashipu in the Golden Age. They have shown the upheaval of Ravan in the Silver Age. They have shown peacelessness everywhere. The poor people are in such extreme darkness. They call out to the unlimited Father. Only when God the Father comes can he then establish peace. The poor people don't know God at all. Peace only exists in the new world. It cannot exist in the old world. Only the Father establishes the new world. People call out to him to come and establish peace. Even those who belong to the Arya Samaj sing praise of the bestower of peace. The Father says, it is purity first. You are now becoming pure. There is purity, peace, health, wealth, and everything. People become unhappy without wealth. You come here to become as wealthy as Lakshmi and Narayan. They were the masters of the world. You have come here to become the masters of the world. However, each one's intellect is number wise. Baba has said, When you go out in the morning in a procession, definitely take the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan with you. Create such tactics. The children's intellects are now to become divine. At this time, they have just gone into the Rajo stage from being Tamo Pradhan. They now have to reach the Sato Pradhan stage after becoming Sato. You don't have that strength as yet. You do not stay in remembrance. There is a lot missing in the power of yoga. No one can become Sato Pradhan instantly. It is remembered that there is liberation in life in a second. That is fine. Since you have become Brahmins, you are liberated in life. Then, even in liberation in life, there are the highest, the mediocre, and the lowest levels. Those who belong to the Father definitely receive liberation in life. Although some belong to the Father and then leave him, in spite of that, they will still receive liberation in life. They will become sweepers in heaven. They will at least go to heaven, but they will receive a low status. The Father gives you imperishable knowledge which is never destroyed. Let drums of happiness beat in the hearts of you children. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of wonder. You are now the children of God. You will then become children of the deities. Your lives at this time are as valuable as diamonds. You are serving Bharat and making it peaceful. There is purity, peace, and happiness. There is everything there. These lives of yours are even more elevated than those of the deities. You now know the Father, the Creator, and the world cycle. It is said that all of the festivals, etc., have continued from time immemorial. However, from when? No one knows this. They believe that it is from when the world began, that the burning of Ravan is also from time immemorial. However, Ravan doesn't exist in the Golden Age. No one there has any sorrow, and this is why they don't even remember God. Here, everyone continues to remember God. They believe that only God will bring peace to the world. This is why they say, come and have mercy on us. Liberate us from sorrow. It is the children who call out to the Father because it is they who have seen happiness. The Father says, I will purify you and take you back with me. Those who don't become pure will experience punishment. Here you have to remain pure in your thoughts, words, and deeds. Your thoughts have to be very good. You have to make so much effort that at the end you don't have any wasteful thoughts. Do not remember anyone but the one Father. The Father explains, these thoughts will come until you reach the Karmateet stage. You have to become as unshakable as Hanuman. That requires effort. The children who are obedient, faithful, and worthy are loved by the Father a great deal. Those who don't conquer the five vices cannot be loved as much. You children know that you claim your inheritance from the Father every cycle. And so your mercury of happiness should rise so high. You also know that establishment definitely has to take place. This old world definitely has to become a graveyard. We are continuing to make effort, as we did in the previous cycle, in order to go to the land of angels. This is a graveyard. The explanation of the old world and the new world is given in the picture of the ladder. This picture of the ladder is so good, but nevertheless, people are unable to understand anything. Even those who live here on the shore of the ocean are unable to understand fully. You definitely have to donate the wealth of knowledge. Wealth never diminishes by donating it. It is said, donor and then great donor. Those who build a hospital or a pilgrim's rest house are called great donors. They receive the temporary fruit of that in their next birth. For instance, if someone builds a pilgrim's rest house, he will receive the happiness of a good home in his next birth. Those who donate a lot of wealth will take birth to a king or to a wealthy person. They become that by donating. Whereas you claim a royal status by studying. There is a study and also a donation. Here it is direct, whereas on the path of devotion it is indirect. Shiv Baba is making you become like that through the study. Shiv Baba has the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Each jewel is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. This cannot be said of devotion. This is called knowledge. They have the knowledge of devotion in the scriptures. They receive teachings about how to perform devotion. You children have the intoxication of this knowledge, which goes right into your head. You receive this knowledge after doing devotion. Through this knowledge, you experience the intoxication of the sovereignty of the world, which goes right into your head. Those who do a lot of service will become intoxicated. Those who give good lectures are invited to the museums and exhibitions. They would definitely be number wise there too. There are the elephant riders, the horse riders, and the foot soldiers. Your memorial is created in the Dwala temple. You say, this is the living Dwala, and that is the non-living one. You are incognito, and this is why people don't recognize you. You are Rajrishis, and they are Hatha Yoga Rishis. You are now Gyan Gyaneshwari, knowledge full. The ocean of knowledge is giving you this knowledge. You are the children of the eternal surgeon. Only the surgeon would feel your pulse. How would those who don't know their own pulse know the pulse of others? You are the children of the eternal surgeon, are you not? The Satguru gives you the ointment of this knowledge. This is an injection of knowledge. Souls are given an injection. That praise is of this time. It is the praise of the Satguru. Only the Satguru would give the injection of this knowledge to gurus. You are the children of the eternal surgeon. And so your business is to give everyone the injection of knowledge. Among doctors too, some earn 100,000 rupees in a month, whereas others barely earn 500 rupees. People go to each one number wise. A judgment is received from the High Court or the Supreme Court to put someone on the gallows. Then an appeal is made to the president, and so he forgives him. You children have to be intoxicated and remain generous-hearted. The father entered this lucky chariot, and so he made him generous-hearted. He himself can do anything, can he not? He entered this one and became the master. Okay, all of that has to be used to benefit Bharat. You use your wealth for the benefit of Bharat. When someone asks you how you cover your expenses, tell him, we are doing service with our own bodies, minds, and wealth. We will rule, and so we will use our own money. We cover the expenses ourselves. We Brahmins are establishing the kingdom by following Srimad. Those who become Brahmins will cover the expenses. We have become Brahmins from Shudras, and we then have to become deities. Baba says, create all the pictures in a trance light, illuminated transparency form, so that people are attracted to them and arrows instantly strike the targets. Some will not come here at all because they are afraid of magic. To change humans into deities is magic, is it not? God speaks, I teach you Raja Yoga. Hatha Yogis cannot teach Raja Yoga. You now understand these things. You are becoming worthy of sitting in a temple. At this time, the whole world is an unlimited Lanka. There is Ravan's kingdom over the entire world. How could Ravan, etc. exist in the golden and silver ages? The father says, listen to the things I tell you now. Don't see anything with those eyes. This old world has to be destroyed. And this is why we remember our land of peace and land of happiness. From worshippers, you are now becoming worthy of worship. This one was a number one worshipper. He used to worship Narayan a great deal. He is now once again becoming the worthy of worship Narayan. You too can make effort and become that. The kingdom continues, just as there is King Edward the First, the Second, the Third, etc. The father says, you have been calling me omnipresent and have been disrespectful to me. Nevertheless, I have been uplifting you. This play is created so wonderfully. You definitely have to make effort. According to the drama, you will make the same effort that you made in the previous cycle. The children who have a keen interest in doing service only have this one concern day and night. You children have found the path through the Father, and so you don't like to do anything but serve others. You don't like the worldly atmosphere. Those who do service don't find any comfort without doing service. A teacher enjoys teaching. You have now become very elevated teachers. This is your business. The better a teacher is, and the more he makes many others the same as himself, so he accordingly receives a prize. He would not rest until he had taught someone. At exhibitions sometimes, if it is even 12 midnight, they experience happiness. Even if they become tired and their throats dry up, they still remain happy because this is godly service. This is very elevated service. They don't find anything else sweet. They say, what would we do with this property, etc.? We just want to teach. This is the only service we want to do. If they find that there are complications with their wealth or property, they would say, Of what use is this gold for which your ears can be cut off? Your boat has to go across by your doing service. Baba says, those who donate buildings can still keep them in their name. The BKs just want to do service. Any external bondage is not very good for this service. Some people's strings of attachment are pulled, and some people's strings of attachment are broken. Baba says, become Manmanabhav, and your sins will be absolved. You receive a great deal of help. You have to become engaged in doing this service. There is a great deal of income in doing this service. It is not a question of buildings, etc. If they give you a building and then impose conditions, do not take it. Those who don't know how to do service are of no use to us. A teacher would make others the same as himself. Of what use are they if they don't become this? There is a great need for hands. In this too, there is a greater need for mothers and kumaris. You children understand that the father is the teacher, and so you children also have to become teachers. It isn't that teachers cannot do any other type of work. You have to do all types of work. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost, now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vidarna 1. Day and night only have thoughts of service. Break all other strings of attachment. There is no comfort for you without doing service. Do service and make others the same as yourself. 2. Become as generous-hearted as the Father. Feel everyone's pulse and then serve them. Use your body, mind, and wealth to benefit Bharat. In order to become unshakable and immovable, be obedient and faithful. Blessing. May you be a world server who remains free from the web of any questions such as why and what, and become a ruler of the globe. When your discus of self-realization spins the wrong way, instead of the right way, then instead of becoming a conqueror of Maya, you get caught up in the spinning of the confusion of looking at others. Because of this, a web of questions such as why and what is created. You yourself create it, and then you yourself become trapped in it. So be knowledgeable and continue to spin the discus of self-realization in the right way, and you will become free from any web of such questions as why and what. You will become Yogyut, liberated in life and a ruler of the globe. You will continue to tour around with the Father, doing the service of world benefit. By becoming a world server, you will become a king who rules the globe. Slogan: put your plans into a practical form with a plain intellect, and success will be merged in that. Abhyakt signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. When you come close to your karmateet stage, Neither will your intellect be subservient to any soul, nor will you create any karmic bondages. This means that you will be free from all karmic bondages, be detached as an instrument, and will enable actions to be performed through matter. In order to experience the karmateet stage, you do not repeatedly have to make effort to be detached. Easily and naturally experience the physical organs that are doing everything are separate from the soul who is making it happen. Om Shanti.